You are listening to the Purpose Church High School Ministry Podcast. Whether this is your first episode or you've heard them all, God has something to say to you. Our vision is to see every student everywhere following Jesus, and we hope this message helps you take your next step in your faith. To learn more about our high school ministry, visit our website, purposechurch.com/HSM, and check us out on Instagram at purposehsm. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
So wonderfully shared, we are starting a brand new series where we are answering the questions that you have asked, that you have submitted. We call this, Can I Ask That? And this is Relationships Version. And tonight we are talking about dating. Yeah, that's right. And if we had not gotten the chance to meet yet, my name is Claire, and I get to serve as our high school pastor here. And I'll just call out the obvious. You know, I know whose I am. I'm sure you're probably sitting here right now looking at me, and you're like, wait, she's giving us dating advice? What makes her qualified to share about this topic tonight? And don't worry, I'm thinking the same thing, okay? If you've been around for longer than a week, you probably don't need me to tell you this, but I am not a dating expert, okay? I am, like, really bad at dating. At winter camp, the senior girls were asking me, like, you know, Claire, what riz do you have? Show me your riz. Yeah. And it was bad. I don't have any riz, and I don't need to prove that to you, but for the sake of HSM, I will. Okay. This is one of the most embarrassing stories of my life, and it happened when I was in high school. When I was a sophomore in high school, I went to Claremont High. Go Pack. I had a crush on my friend, Matt Brown. Oh, man. I know. I know. I can relate to what it's like. I had a crush on my friend, Matt Brown. He was nice, and he had cool hair, okay? So all year, I like this guy. We have classes together. And at the end of sophomore year, my friends and I, we are starting to feel the sophomore slump, okay? We're just feeling a little, like, angsty, you know? We, like, want to do something new and, like, get out of our comfort zone. And so my friends and I decide to go out for the swim team because they don't make cuts. And so we made the team. Also, conveniently, totally unrelated decision, I promise, Matt Brown was also on the swim team. But he was much better than I was, and so he was on varsity, and I was on JV, and varsity practiced in the pool before JV. So one day, I show up to practice, okay, with all my stuff, and I head to the bleachers. I'm already so nervous. You guys are so embarrassed. Okay. So I head to the bleachers, and Matt Brown, that day, he was injured or something. I don't even know. He wasn't in the pool. He was on the bleachers. So I walk up, and he goes, "Hi, Claire." And I'm like, oh my goodness, like my heart's racing. I feel the butterflies. I'm like, oh, "Hi, Matt Brown." And I think my knee had been bothering me, and you know, I'm young and I do stupid things, and so I have like pre-wrap around my knee. It's like pink or something. And Matt Brown is like, "Oh, Claire, I really like your pre-wrap." And I'm trying to be witty. I'm trying to be funny. I'm trying to be nice. I try to do it all at the same time. I'm not relying on the Lord. And I say, "Thanks, Matt Brown. I really like your shirt." And you guys, he was shirtless. I gave myself the ick in that moment. I was like, I like just immediately stopped liking him. I was like, there's no recovering from this. So as you know, and as you can tell, again, I am not a dating expert. I don't have Riz. I can't tell you how to get a boyfriend or a girlfriend by next week. But HSM, here's what I can tell you. I can tell you that I love you. And I love our God of the universe who loves us, just like we sang about in worship. And I won't always do this perfectly, but it's like my life mission to continually show you students that you can trust me to always point you to what I believe is best for you. And I will always believe that what's best for you is trusting God and his word more and more in every area of our lives. And that includes in relationships and dating. So tonight, we're answering the question that one of you asked, and that is, it's probably the best question we've ever had in this topic, and it is dating in high school worth it? Ooh. Thank you. Amen. Amen. You're stealing my sermon over there, but is dating in high school worth it? Okay. Now, this is a hard question to answer because, don't know if you knew this, but the Bible does not talk about dating. Dating has only been around for like 150 years. And so the Bible does not have clear yeses or nos for how Christians should go about dating. But the Bible does have clear yeses and nos when it comes to singleness and marriage. And so we need to discern with God's word, through the Holy Spirit, through prayer and the wise counsel of others, we need to discern what is God honoring when it comes to dating. And discernment is actually one of the things that I pray that HSM helps you develop. The dictionary definition of discernment, I looked it up on Google, it says the ability to judge well. And in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, if you want to turn there in your Bibles, I'm going to read the English Standard Version first. And Romans 12, verses 1 and 2 says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And in the New International Version, the NIV version that we typically read here at Purpose, it translates that last sentence in verse 2 and says, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Discernment is a deeply Christian discipline. It's a deeply Christian practice. Discernment is the Christian discipline of examining and testing with the Holy Spirit everything in the world, everything that we experience, so that through the renewing of our mind, we will discover what is pleasing to God. And when it comes to discerning dating and what that looks like for followers of Christ, you asked me to answer this question, so as I've been discerning and praying for you, HSM specifically, is dating in high school worth it? My answer, as your pastor, so remember, this is my opinion, where I feel like the Lord has, you know, guided me in this discernment process. And again, as someone who does not have Riz, but can tell you that I love you and that I love Jesus, no, I honestly don't think dating in high school is worth it. And to be totally and completely honest, I chose to date when I was in high school, when I was in HSM, and it was a multi-year relationship. I really feel like we tried to keep Christ at the center, and because of that, I feel like I look back on that time in my life, and I don't, like, have regrets there, but I think in your time in high school, you are learning so much about who God is and who he made you to be, the mission and the purpose and the direction that he's given your life. And I think that it's more worth it to lean into that during your high school years. But do not be discouraged. Even if you do decide to date, I want you to look at me and hear me say that there are ways that you can go about it that will honor God and others and yourself. And whether you choose to remain single while you're in high school or if you choose to date, there are at least three choices that will always be worth it no matter what. Is dating in high school worth it? Maybe not, but learning to seek God first is always worth it. That's your first fill-in. Learning to seek God first is always worth it. I remember what it's like to be in high school, and I know things have changed a lot, but I feel like in high school, and even for myself as a young adult, sometimes it feels like all anyone is doing is dating. That it's all consuming and that you don't belong to a conversation, that you don't, you can't contribute to friendships if there's nothing that you can share about who you like or if you can't comment on who's dating who. It can feel like everybody is in a relationship. But I want to show you something. When we asked you a couple months ago to submit relationships questions, we also asked you, do you want to be in a relationship, a dating relationship, when you are in high school? And here's what the data shows. 58% of you HSMers said that you want a dating relationship when you're in high school. 9% of you said, no, you don't want that. But 39% of you said maybe, but you're not planning on it. And what I want you to see, again, this is HSM data, okay? This is you guys. Close to half of you basically said that you don't plan on dating in high school. So be encouraged that not everyone is dating like you think that they are. And actually, the majority of you are living life right now as a single person, even if you want to date eventually in the future. And here is my best advice that I feel like I can offer, and I will say this to you over and over again, whether or not you ask for it, whether you are single or dating, learn now to seek God first. Pastor Eric shares this principle that I have never forgotten. He says, prioritize this principle in this order for your life. First master, then mission, then your mate. All of us serve some sort of master. All of us put something on the throne of our hearts. Something or someone rules it, that their voice and their direction is what shapes our lives. For some of us, academics are the master of our life, that we spend all of our time trying to get the best grades so that we will feel worth something. Some of us make our parents' approval or what the cool person in your class, what they think of you. Some of us make that our master. And we spend all of our time dedicated to gaining approval just so that we will feel accepted and loved. We can only serve one master, but the best master, because he's the only perfect master that any of us could ever have, is Jesus. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, Kaylee shared this verse with us to start off this year here in HSM, where Jesus himself says, no one can serve two masters, Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. You cannot serve both God and another thing. We have to make Jesus the master, the Lord of our lives, where what he has to say and what he thinks is the most important thing in our lives. And what's beautiful is that when we make Jesus our master, he gives us a purpose. He gives us a mission and a direction in life. And our God-given mission for followers of Christ is found when we continue reading Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness." And in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, the risen Jesus, after he paid the price for our sins, and he rose from the dead and offered every single person in the world forgiveness and everlasting life with him, the risen Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always until the very end of the age." Our mission is to seek God and his kingdom and to be and make disciples of him until eternity with Jesus. Because this is what eternity with Jesus looks like. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. This is the very end of our Bibles. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.'" This is so important to have eternity in mind, because when God's people are dwelling with him, who's married? What did we just read? Who's married? What's the wedding feast for? It's not for two people who were married on earth. It's between Jesus and his church, all believers in him, that the ultimate relationship is between us and God. A godly master and mission has to come before our mate or our partner because, and this is something else that Pastor Eric says, earthly marriage has an expiration date. Eternity with Jesus does not. And maybe you're kind of thinking like, whoa, Claire, we're just talking about dating. Like marriage is kind of a lot. But Haley and I were talking and just really feel this conviction. If you're not dating to marry, you're dating to break up. And God has a deeper purpose behind our dating. He has marriage in mind, but even marriage, as beautiful as it is and as a gift that it is, it has an expiration date. Eternity with Jesus does not. So we must keep our master and our mission right, because that will help us live for eternity. But you know what's crazy? Is that when we have the right master, Jesus, and we have the right mission, which is to be and make disciples of him, then we are actually connected to the Holy Spirit, and that will help us love our mate better if we choose to date. And I just want to share, if you are not, speaking the truth in love, okay? If you are not honoring God in your singleness, what makes you think that you can honor him in a relationship with another person? Like, I know that sounds like really harsh, but really, like, if you want that Christ-centered relationship, it's not going to automatically get easier to put Christ at the center, to pursue him, when you add a whole nother person to your life. I've started to really get annoyed with this saying in our culture where we say, oh, we'll rise to the occasion. Because the older that I get, I just don't think that that's true. I don't think that most of us rise to the occasion. Most of us fall on our training. And so we just shot our shot, okay, a few minutes ago. And I was been thinking about basketball and thinking about, okay, at the end of a game, if there's a really critical free throw and a player steps up to the line and he has to make it, right? But if he's a terrible free throw shooter, do you think that with all of the pressure riding on making this shot, do you think he's just magically going to become a, like, great free throw shooter? Is he going to make it? Probably not, right? He's only going to make it if he spent hours in the gym working on his shot. We don't rise to the occasion. We fall onto our training. And so if you want to date somebody who's reading God's word every day, then you should probably be reading God's word every day. Not for the sake of, like, your future partner. That's not the point. The point is to connect with Jesus. But, like, if that's what you want, when you date somebody and you're so excited and you want to spend all the time together, you're not going to rise to the occasion and become a wonderful, like, you know, Bible scholar automatically. No, you're going to fall on your training. And if you haven't been training, then you're probably not going to step up to the plate when it's time to actually date somebody. Maybe the basketball illustration doesn't really work for you. I was talking with Haley about this, and maybe you're into Uno reverse cards. How many of you have a list of who you want, of qualities that you want in a future person that you date? Okay, we got like 10 honest people in the room. I love that. Okay. Okay, so a lot of us, thank you for leading with vulnerability. A lot of us probably have lists of qualities that we want in a future person that we date. And Haley, I love that whenever she hears someone talking about that, she Uno reverses it and she says, hey, that's great, but are you becoming the kind of person that somebody else is making a list about? If you want to date someone who's kind to their family, then you better be leaning on the Holy Spirit and asking to grow in kindness to treat your brother and your parents with respect. Some of you really want, like, you know, the tall, athletic, you know, person or whatever, which is a whole nother topic. But if that's what you want, then you should probably be brushing your teeth. Like, you should probably be taking care of yourself. Like, sometimes in dating, I think the world and our culture has slipped into Christian dating culture, and we're so focused on me and what I want and how this person is serving me or what they can do for me. But the Christian way, the Jesus way, is seeking God first and then serving others. And here's three practical ways to seek God first. Read God's word, pray, and then ask for mentorship. This room is full of your life group leaders, of me, adults who are maybe just a few years ahead of you, and that we want to pour into you. Invite their wisdom into your life, and especially invite their wisdom into a dating relationship that you enter. HSM, because I love you, I beg you and I challenge you, commit to learning all the days of your life to seek God first, because he is worthy and it will always be worth it. We're going to run through these last two more quickly. Is dating in high school worth it? Maybe not, but investing in your community is always worth it. Whether you are single or dating, you should always have close relationships with a few friends and a few people in your family. That's not just like a cheesy phrase that we say that we're better together, okay? Like, community is not just something that has been proven good for us by psychological studies. Being in community is actually a commandment from God because it's the way that he designed us. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25 say, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. That is very important and very true when you are single, and that is very true, it's still true, even when you're dating. Something that I like to say is that relationships in isolation usually lead to devastation for the people in the relationship and for everybody else. And you've probably experienced this. Isn't it like so painful when two people in your friend group start dating and then you never see them again? Relationships in isolation usually lead to devastation. We are not isolated beings. It's harmful to us, even if we're in isolation with one other person. And so if you are single, you need to meet with others and spur one another on towards love and good works. And if you are in a dating relationship, then you as a couple and individually need to meet with other people to spur one another on towards love and good works. If you want to date someone, don't just pursue that person, pursue their friends and family, because it shows that you care about that person's world, but it also helps put you guys in community. And another thing that I thought about was, students, like, don't only spend time by yourselves if you're in a dating relationship. Like, I'm thinking about lunch. You don't need to eat lunch by yourself with the person that you're dating every single day. Like choose one day that you're going to do that. All the other days, eat with your friends. If you're in a dating relationship and one of your friends has a birthday party, do not plan a date instead of going to the birthday party, okay? Do not plan something else so that, you know, you're by yourselves or with someone else. No, go to the party together. Be in community. You will benefit from it, and I promise your dating relationship will too. And here's one way that we can invest in community and spur one another on toward love and good deeds, and it's just respect. Just like discernment, respect is a deeply Christian value. Respect is due regard for the feelings, wishes, rights of another person. And HSM, this has been on my heart. Again, this is speaking the truth in love. If you can all look at me with all the love in my heart, if you are lusting after somebody, which means thinking about them sexually or physically, if you are asking or sending nude pics, if you are speaking about somebody sexually to their face or behind their back, you are in sin. You are not respecting the people in your community. And HSM will be a community of respect, and so we won't tolerate that. You need to confess and repent. And HSM is a safe place to do that. We will call you out, but we'll also meet you with grace, because God's grace has called all of us higher. We are all sinful human beings saved by God's grace. And so we need to lean on the Holy Spirit to teach us respect. And one way that you can do that, I want to challenge us for the rest of this month, for all of February, every time that you showed up to church, would you show up not just for yourself, but would you show up for others? And ask the question, how can I be a blessing right now? And finally, is dating in high school worth it? Maybe not, but keeping Christ at the center of a dating relationship is always worth it. And students, Christ can't be at the center of your relationship if your partner is at the center. Like, if you're spending all your time, if you're spending more time with the person that you're dating instead of meditating on God's presence with you always, then Christ is not at the center of your relationship, your partner is. Christ can't be at the center of your relationship if sex is at the center. If that's all that's consuming your time, if that's all that's driving your relationship, sex is a gift from God when we experience it in the boundaries that He's given us, which is between a covenant relationship, a promise, between a husband and a wife. There, sex is beautiful. Outside of that, sex can ruin lives. And if that is driving your relationship, Christ is not at the center. And Christ cannot be at the center of your relationship if what other people think is at the center. If you are only in a dating relationship so that you can post cool pictures on social media, if you are only consumed with whether or not people approve of you guys dating and what they have to say about it, then Christ is not at the center. You're making other people the center of a relationship that should be between you and this person and the Lord. In Christ, we have been saved by grace. We have the most loving and perfect master. We have a God-given mission. And as we are rooted in his love, it helps us learn to love others better. And that will always be worth it, whether we choose to be single or choose to date. And we're going to end the rest of our time together before life groups by phoning a friend.